appreciate everybody being here tonight. How kind of you to be here. What a horrible thing, the shooting. How horrible. 50 lives. If I heard the, I only heard it in my vehicle. But if I heard it right, it said it was the most people killed in America in one mass shooting. How sad. I guess the thing that tires me up the most about it is, how can one man become so full of hate? One person hates so much, so angry, so bitter. His wife, they had married about 7 years ago, and she left him about 4 years ago. She said he began to beat her. They've not proved it, but they think he'd called ISIS and committed his life to them, that he would make a difference for them. If we could turn this around on the devil, if anybody could get that full of the devil, why can't we get full of God? If they do. It might not make headlines, but wouldn't it be amazing for a Holy Ghost-filled man or woman so full of God to walk into one of those same places and 50 people get saved? Wouldn't that be amazing? To be so full of the love of Jesus. Might not make headlines, but heaven would stand at attention. Hallelujah. We must not settle for church. We need the fullness of God. Friend, we really need the Lord. We really need the Lord. Just need more of the Lord. But if they can be so full of hate. Jesus was moved with compassion and the sick were healed. We get so full of the love of God, hearts would be touched and lives would be changed. Hallelujah. Love camp meeting. Love to get to see all my friends. Let's stand and pray for Brother Autry, Johnny Autry. He's scheduled to be here with us, but Brother Autry's having a serious operation tomorrow. And so we'll I have several minister friends that's under attack. My friend John is just under major attack. Brother Hammond's in his health, and he's facing another crisis. I have about 5 minister friends that are just major attack right now. Lord, just as gently as we can, we come before you in behalf of these soldiers, seasoned soldiers, soldiers who have fought a good fight, soldiers who have touched hearts and seen lives changed, soldiers whose very living has made a difference in the lives of many. So just gently and tender as I can, Lord, I come before you. Yes, you'd be with Brother Johnny Autry, Lord. God, is be awesome when they get ready in the morning if he just had a miracle. It'd be amazing, Lord. Be amazing, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you could just bring a change. Somebody in America is praying for Brother Autry tonight, Lord. And every which way you move, every what you do, Lord, don't let there be no infection, no complication, a quick recovery. Move for that man of God, Lord. Every which way you do, Lord, we just thankful, Lord. It might be a lost doctor he's got to talk to, Lord. It might be a little old backslid nurse. You let Joseph go through prison just to touch some people. You let Paul be thrown in just to witness to somebody. You'll let the 3 Hebrew boys go through the fiery furnace just to let a king see there's still a God that has all power. So, Lord, you'll let your people face a lot of crisis just to pull somebody out of the flame, just to heal somebody or mend somebody, restore somebody. So, ever what you're doing, Lord, every which way you're moving, thou be the glory. Thou be the glory. Be mindful of my friends, Lord. Be mindful of my brethren, my sister in the Lord, whose very lives and ministry are under attack. In Jesus' name we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask them to come down from upstairs and sit in the service. And I know we're running close on our broadcast programs, but I just want everybody to hear this tonight and be relaxed in hearing it. Church has become a lot about my needs because I have so many needs. And church is a lot about my burdens because I have so many burdens. And church is a lot about how can I make it through my battles because I have so many battles. And church is a lot about how can I find peace in my trials. We have a lot about that because I have so many trials. But if we could do something different tonight, we only do this a time or two a year, we ought to do it more and more and more. But could church not be about me and you tonight and about our needs and our battles and our stuff? Could we talk about the needs of Jesus and the desires of Jesus? Could we just do something real different tonight? If I could just have a little while, talk about our needs. This is not a good word. I know we're His children. I understand that. I know we're His children. And you say, well, church ought to be about the people. Well, church maybe about the lost. And you ain't going to like this term, but you got to realize we're employees. We're bought with a price. And when Les walks in and his crew walks in to Buddy's, it's not about their lunch. It's about feeding those that come through the door. Mm-mm-mm. And about pleasing the manager. So if you and I are bought with a price, yes, church should be for those. And God's going to move for me and you because we're His children. We're His sons and daughters, and yet we're His sheep. He's going to feed us. He's going to bless us. He's going to move for us. But you're his servant. You're His laborers, and He's the boss. So we need to find out every once in a while. When I hired on at Duracell, I was barely 18, and I had sense enough to know this. Tell me, I met one guy. He was the nicest guy, but he pulled me aside. He told me how not to do it. He's trying to tell me how to come back late from break and how to see what little you could get by with. And I told him, how long are you going to be here? He said, just till I can find something else. I told myself, I didn't come here looking for something else. I came here, I want to be here. So I'm not trying to get by. I want to please somebody. I want to find favor with somebody. So I remember grinning at him, told him, I said, I don't want you to tell me how to do it. I want to know what my boss wants. And whatever my boss wants, I want to do my best to please him. I want to find out what he wants. So we can say this church does it that way, or that church, or this preacher, Brother Anthony, said this or something. Could we just lay everything aside and not say, Lord, would the whole church lift you? We'll say, Lord, what do you want from me? Would somebody say that real loud? Lord, what do you? What, Jesus, what do you? I realize you died for me at Calvary, and you was wounded for my transgressions and bruised for me. So now, Lord, I surrender. I submit. I give myself. What do you want from me, Lord? Would somebody say it real loud? Jesus, what are you wanting from me? Just little old me, what do you want from me? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to think about this. If you all would do me a favor, if you'd do me a favor, for the next 2 days, burn Facebook up with this. Just really burn. What's God want from you? What can I do for God? Get their mind off of all this other stuff. And Lord, get somebody's mind. If you find out what, you'll draw nigh to Him. So just burn it up next 2 days. What's God wanting? And get some ideals burning in you. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how one fire can start another fire. You'll be surprised how one life can touch another life, and another life touch another life, and another life touch another life. Proverbs 8:17. Number one thing, the Lord wants to be wanted. I love them that love me. And those that seek me early shall find me. I'm going to preach real hard and real blunt and real quick so you can go drink your milkshake. But the Lord, and I know this is touching and you ain't going to like some of it, but He really don't want you to chase Him till you want Him. I know we preach, just keep coming. There's a change. He can touch you, and I understand all that. But friend, coming to church is not going to take you to heaven. Coming to church is not going to keep you out of hell. Coming to church is not going to solve your problems. Only when you meet this man Jesus. Only when you surrender and you submit to this man Jesus. Hallelujah. So the Lord wants to be wanted. Wants to be. He don't want you to serve Him because you're afraid of Him. Well, I'm just afraid I'm going to hell, or I'm afraid. He's wanting somebody to love Him. He wants to be precious to somebody and important to somebody in a generation that's forgot him so much. I don't know if any generation's forgot him like our generation's forgot him. And I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about the church. It's almost like the church is trying to get by without him. We've learned to do it our way. We've learned to move the people and to have good services, entertain the people. But friend, I want him back in the house. I want him in the midst. I want the Lord. I want the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't determine. I cannot determine, hallelujah, how he's going to feel when he walks in other buildings. But when the Lord's presence comes in MDT Church, I want the Lord, hallelujah, to hold his little head up. Say, I feel wanted here. I feel desired here. I feel precious here. So you need to pray about this. Do you serve him or do you want him? Do you only want him on Sundays and Tuesdays? Do you only want him when you have a crisis or a need? Do you only want him when problems arise? Or do you only know the Jesus that wears the doctor's jacket and the lawyer's robe and the mechanic's tool belt? Or do you know the Jesus who wears the fishing jacket who'll just be your friend? Have you met the Jesus who'll just go for a walk with you? Have you met the Jesus that you don't have to chase just when you need something, but he'll sit down beside the still streams and he'll walk through green pastures with you? I'm talking about a Lord that wants to be wanted. Hallelujah. 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 And so I've been communicating with him. He said, no man can come except he draw him. So I'm asking the Lord, every one of us here, Lord, begin to tug on us and draw us. Hallelujah. Begin to pull on us. I woke up in the middle of the night last night and I was praying for so many faces that sit before me right now. And I was praying, Lord, put a desire in our heart. You said you'd give us our heart's desire. He didn't say I want a Corvette, he'd give me a Corvette. He didn't say I want a Porsche, he'd give me a Porsche. He didn't say I want something to give to. He said, I'll give you your heart's desire. Your heart's desire ought to be to love me. I'm going to make your heart's desire what I think it should be. He didn't say he's going to give you what your flesh desires. People twist this thing. Well, God's going to give me anything. That's not what the Bible said. He said he'd give you your heart's desire. He'd make your desires want to love him. He'd make your desires want to pull away from this world. He'd make your desires leave the things you used to love. Hallelujah. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I live, it's not the life I used to live. It's Christ. Hallelujah. He'll change your desires. He'll change your want to. He'll put a longing inside of you. Jeremiah 29:13. It's like a father kind of leaning over and telling his child something. And you'll seek me and find me when you search with me with all your heart. Our little old yawning prayers ain't gonna get done, friend. Oh, I want the Lord. He said, I ain't even going to get up. But Stevens, when I see you being stoned, and you're going through, I'm going to stand up. Say, I've been waiting on that, son. I'm going to come to you and take you to me. The Lord wants to be wanted. Psalms 9:10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 18:30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Buckler means a shield. He's your shield. He's your shield. We're gonna defeat the devil right here and just put him in his place. God wants to be trusted. And because of the personal crisis that some of us are going through, the devil's trying to tell us it's hard to trust the Lord. But I just feel nothing but victory in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, somebody's been condemned and battling a little bit. But I wish about 30 people would stand to your feet and just say, devil, look where I am tonight. I may not be on the mountaintop. This may not be the best day of my life. Everything's not going the way I want it to go. I have some problems. I have some crises. But look here, big boy, where I am tonight. Would somebody say that out loud? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I didn't come in here shouting tonight. I didn't walk in here speaking in tongues. I walked in here with some problems. I walked in here carrying some loads and some battles, facing some things, dealing with real life. Hallelujah. That's not trust in the Lord. What is? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, quit condemning yourself and beating yourself up. Looks to me like you're doing it right. Anybody can trust him when God's moving. Anybody can trust him when bills are paid and everything's peaceful. Hallelujah. But some of us carrying some loads and I didn't get drunk. Some of us carrying some loads. Hallelujah. And I'm not strung out on drugs. Some of us carrying some loads. Some of us in some battles and some storms. Some of us have some crisis. And I'm here because I'm trusting the Lord. Oh, go ahead and give him a praise in the house. Hallelujah. He's a buckler to all those that trust in him. Psalm, you can be seated. Psalms 20 and 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. Horses just represents power and authority. And chariots represents something that'll carry you. Something that you can throw your loads or your burdens in. So he said some people trust in something to carry them or something that they can throw their stuff on. And others just trust in power. Horses could be a type of money, could be a type of finances, could be a type of authority. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. I'm about 7 or 8 years old. There's been an old wild dog in our yard. And my brothers have been messing with it. And they're about, Johnny's 10 years older than me. And he's went in the house. And I'm out there on a Saturday. And I'm messing with this dog. And I remember I turned away. And this dog jumps on my back and knocks me down. And literally chews the top of my head. Just rips it. Right before I married Sheila, I said, Lord, a lot of my friends are marrying too quick or something. And I said, I love Sheila so much. I want to be sure not only the right one, I want to be sure it's your time and your season. So I was reading the Bible. I read about where they shaved their head and they went on a fast. I shaved my head, went on the mountains, went on a fast. And my head shaved and I had all these scars. I don't know if they thought I'd been a chain gang or beat with a chain. I'd walk in any store. I didn't stand in line for weeks. I'd walk in the store and people just move out of the way. Hallelujah. All these little scars over my head. I guess that man ain't gonna mess with that old mean guy. Hallelujah. But my head's squirting blood and we're 22 miles from town and it's bleeding and daddy asking about it again, but I remember a lot of it, but I remember him talking about it too, but I do remember the pain all in the skin's pulled back and it's squirting blood and one of the neighbors come up and said, if you don't give him the doctor, he's going, the little boy bleed to death and he'll die. And daddy grabbed me up in his hands and he's walking and mom's running beside him speaking in tongues, pouring oil. And I remember this. I remember daddy calling Jesus. You've always moved. Jesus, you've always moved. Friend, there's something about that name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somehow they're horses and somehow they're chariots, but I have a name that's above every name. I have a name that's above every name. Can I ask a favor? Can I ask a favor, Miracle Deliverance Tabernacle, before you go to bed tonight, if you want to do it on your cell phone, on your notes, if you want to do it on a pad of pencil or on the back empty page of your Bible, but I wish you'd write down about 5 things that the Lord's done for you when you've called on the name of Jesus. Number one, you ought to write down, he forgive my sins. Hallelujah. Number two, he give me a new beginning. Number three, he erased my name out of the book of death. And he said, angel, write their name down in the Lamb's book. Oh, somebody ought to praise him out loud. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to write down a miracle or a healing or a financial blessing. You ought to write down a family restored or something. And then when you face your problems and the devil says he's not going to move this time, pick up your little old note, say, but I called on the name of Jesus and he did this, and I called on the name of Jesus and he worked that out. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know what was going on Wednesday. Seemed like there's a lot of attacks. Lisa called me crying and or got a hold of me. She said, my grandma just really needs desperate prayer and it looks touchy. I just felt that thing turn. They got a hold of Paul and said his mom's facing a crisis. About 2 hours later, that thing turned around. I'm telling somebody, when you call on the name of Jesus, there's power in the name. The Lord wants to be trusted. The devil's trying to steal our trust. The devil's trying to steal our confidence in the Lord. The devil's whispering to somebody, God's not going to move this time. But this little preacher wants to tell you he's got a real good reputation. He's moved before. He's turned it around before. He's delivered before. He's raised a standard up before. I stood beside a casket of a dear friend. Squalling said these words, I want to die, I don't want to live. Life will never be good again. And I whispered, Sheila there whispered these words, I don't know how he can take heat out of a fiery furnace. And I don't know how he can take a dirt and make a man and a rib and make a woman. And I cannot explain to you how he let the wind blow and move the Red Sea back. I cannot explain to you how he let enough manna fall from heaven to feed that many people. Little angel, I can't tell you when you're standing beside this casket how you'll ever laugh again. But I know the anointing I feel. Oh no, Brother Wynn, life will never be good again. Call me just a few years ago, laughing, crying, said the anniversaries or birthdays roll around. I still wipe a here, but I didn't think life would ever be so good, but I'm so happy. Hallelujah. I've got a prophecy for somebody in this room today, in this little service. Enemies whisper, life will never be good again. I cannot tell you how he rolled back Red Seas. I cannot explain how he took dirt and made man, and I don't know. Brother Andy, how's he going to fix it? I don't know. I just know he's God. Brother Andy, will I ever laugh again? Yes, he's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody help me enjoy church here. I'm telling you, I'm going to trust him. I don't know how he's going to fix it, but I'm going to trust him. I don't know all the details, but I'm going to trust him. I don't have all the little peculiars of the air, but I know he's good to trust under pressure. I'll give him a praise in this room. Give him a praise in this room. Hallelujah. Could it be that he wants to be trusted so much that's the reason the enemy's attacking us? He knows he can't do nothing with the Lord, but if he can steal our trust, he'll hurt the one that has power over him. Mm-mm-mm. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. The gorge is on past where my mom and daddy, where I was raised, Tallulah Gorge. And in the late 70s, one of the famous wire walkers, he strung a cable, going to walk it. And thousands of people were on those area there, gathered on both thousands and thousands and thousands. And he got ready and brought out a wheelbar. And he said, how many believe I can walk it? And they clapped their hands. How many believe I can push this wheelbar across? And they clapped their hands. They said, who'll get in and let me push you across? And nobody clapped their hands. It's easy for me to have faith for you, but can I trust him for myself? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's easy for me to be a smart aleck and get in your face and say, God's going to move. But why can't I trust him? I feel the Lord in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only want little Sheila to love me, I want her to trust me. That to the best of my ability, I'll care for her and I'll love her. Provide for her. The Lord wants you to trust him, friend. He really wants you to trust him. 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 I was thinking of Micah, John. I was thinking of birthdays and things. And we all like our birthdays. We enjoy them. In fact, we celebrate the whole month. And for years and years, and I was looking at a present that, one of the first presents that John and Micah went in to get me, that they'd bought with their own money. And for years, my birthday, Sheila's birthday, come up, and we'd give them money to buy us a present. And then there come a time they had their own money. And I was thinking about that, and the spirit of prayer fell, and I thought, Lord, I don't have nothing to give you except you give it to me first. I have nothing to give you. If I give you praise, it's only because you give me breath. If when I pay my tithes, it's only because you bless me. Oh, somebody just, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Lord, would the whole church pray this? Lord, give me a heart to trust you afresh. How am I telling you I'm hurting now? The load's heavy. Battles are raging. Friend, the Lord wants to be trusted. He really desires to be trusted. He really wants to be trusted. He really wants to be trusted. I love preaching with my iPad. I make my font a little bit bigger. I have to take my glasses on and off. I can get everything, study my notes, get everything ready. Don't have to take the time to flip pages. And I was asked to preach a convention, their yearly convention, just a few weeks ago, a few days ago. Up late the night before, prayed, sought God, had my sermon already, and got halfway there, and there wasn't a Bible in the vehicle, and I didn't have my iPad. And I knew, so I thought, well, I could call the office, get Mike and Jesse meet me or something. And I thought, I'm always getting those kids to take care of me. Lord, help me get out of this myself. I called Staple. I had pages on my phone. You're going to be proud of this, old man. I got my sermon on my phone. It's too small for me to scroll through and read. I emailed it to staplesinternational.com. They sent me back a little thing. I pulled in Staples, paid $1.04, and printed out my sermon. So I walked in that church that night and had me a sermon to preach. But God wants to be trusted. Psalms 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. If you'll trust in him, he'll bring it to pass. Oh, I just prophesied to somebody. You got to commit your way to the Lord. Just, devil, you can't have none of me. I'm giving myself to the Lord. And then trust in him. I feel like I'm prophesying to somebody. Commit your way. Hallelujah. I'm giving it all to Jesus. I surrender. You commit your way to the Lord and then trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. He'll bring it to pass. Psalms 37:40, the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. God said, I got a reputation to keep. And if you're going to trust in me, I'm just going to deliver you. If you're going to trust me, I'm just going to move for you. Matthew 23:37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killeth the prophets and stone them that are sent unto thee, how often would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicken under her wings, and you would not. I want you to trust in me. Number three, God wants to be enjoyed. Well, thank God, I'm saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, and during the battle, fighting the devil, trying to make it. That's too many folk. You pull up at the Chevrolet place, and they got 30 salesmen, and their parking lot's over there, and every one of them's driving a Ford. You're trying to sell me a Chevrolet, you're driving a Ford. Well, we sell them, but we don't trust them. Hallelujah. We sell them, but you know, that little old Ford, them seats are, we enjoy it more. But we sell it in Chevrolet. Friend, the world, not only Jesus, the world needs us to see us enjoying the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We need to enjoy the Lord. I know there's battles to endure, and I know there's storms we engage in, and I know there's fights. They had Goliath. We battle against spirits and powers and principalities. But man, it ought to be a happy life living for Jesus. There ought to be joy in the house. There ought to be victory in the house. That we ought to enjoy the Lord. We ought to pray about this. We ought to work on this. I believe, young parents, hear me. If you've got kids under 20, please hear me. I believe more kids have grown up and left church than any other reason was because mom and daddy endured church and never enjoyed the Lord. Never enjoyed the Lord. He said, because you serve me not with gladness, your children will go into captive. Because they won't want what you had because they didn't ever see you enjoy me. My children getting ready to do some camping. They're talking about camping. Different ones, and you're talking about camping. Camping's okay. I camped for 15 years. We had outside bathroom. We had walls that the wind blew through and the snow came through. So I camped the first 15 years of my life. So when you talk about fighting mosquitoes all night and hit hot and hit cold, that's the way I was raised. I'm through with it. I'm not saying I won't go back, but I'm the only warm place in our house was about 18 inches from that old wood heater. We'd leave our water running in the winter. We had gravity water. We didn't have a well. We had a spring up on the hill. We dug it out, put a tile. Our water would run. Our water would freeze in the house in the winter, in the kitchen running. The only warm place in the house was about 2 foot around that old wood stove. And they wouldn't know place warm in the house. So things you enjoy, you haven't made it sound good enough for me to want to do it yet. I'm done. I'm going to preach. So we get around our lost kids, and they're smoking their cigarettes and drinking their beer and their pills in their pocket. And we're saying, won't you come to church? I'm not having a good time, but I wish you'd come. They're probably watching, but they're not here now. But I was going to call them, but I'll just tell you. We got one family, some of their loved ones are not in church yet. Just a few of them is coming. And they called me the other day, and, boy, I'm done. I'm just going to preach. I ought to be at somebody else's church. I'm home now. I'm done in trouble. But they called me and said, my lost loved ones come, and I pointed out everybody in the church that didn't talk to me and didn't like me. And they don't want to come back, and I don't know why. We should never talk to lost loved ones about our church problems. Never, 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 never. We should tell our loved ones, our lost love, Jesus loves us and Jesus cares. Because if they die the next day, they're going to be lost. And if they die tomorrow, if they die before they accept Jesus, they are going to be lost. And the devil's going to do everything he can to hinder them from going to church. And if they get to church, he's going to do everything he can to distract them. And if he can't distract them, he's going to do everything he can to intimidate them. If he can't intimidate them, he's going to do everything he can to embarrass them. He's going to do everything he can to make them find an excuse not to ever want to come back. And I'm not going to help them. I'm not going to help the devil. I'm not going to help the devil. I will do everything I can to pull them in, not push them back. So we need to enjoy the Lord. 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 I'm having a prayer answered now. I pray, Lord, I wish conviction would just fall every once in a while. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Some of you go pray, some of you let me keep preaching. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We need to enjoy the Lord. We need to enjoy the Lord. The Lord wants to be enjoyed. Psalms 103:21, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye minister of his that do his pleasure. Psalms 147:11, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Ephesians 1:5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Isaiah 55:2, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. God wants commitment. I'm here to stay. I'm here to stay. I'm here to stay. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Christy, I'm catching you off guard. But I was working on this the middle of the night and I got it wrote down in red. Would you ask Christy if she'd come and preach just a 30-second sermon on the bacon and the egg? Would you come? God wants commitment, friend. God wants commitment. Sheila re-preached this to me. You need to hear this from a sec. God wants commitment. He just don't you, well, maybe I'm going to live, maybe you're not. God wants commitment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was reading the Word of God in the book of Ruth. That was brought to my attention on how sometimes we are committed and sometimes we are just interested. You know, I was thinking about my children. Am I committed to them or am I interested in their education? Am I committed to Mitchell and am I committed to Seth, their education and them receiving the Holy Ghost and them committing their life to Jesus? Am I committed to them or am I just interested in making sure they have what God wants them to have? And it's important in this life that we make a commitment at this altar, the commitments that we make to Jesus, the same as the commitments that we make to our family. It's not just something that we can turn around. If there's any alternative, it's not a commitment. It's just interest. If there's any other way out, it's not a true commitment. It's just interest. And it's important to us that we have a true commitment to Jesus and a true commitment to our family. As I was teaching or talking to the ladies the other morning, I handed each one of them a piece of paper at the beginning, and it had a picture of some bacon and it had a picture of some eggs. And the sentence that I said at the end was, the chicken was very interested in this meal and he gave the egg, but the bacon was committed. The pig had to give his life. It's the same as our personal Savior. He had to give his life for us, and we should be willing to commit and give our life back to him and not just be interested in church here and there, not just be interested in our relationship, but to be totally committed and sold out to our Savior.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is not intimidated. He's not embarrassed. He don't get discouraged or upset. And he don't care. He don't care if the 10,000's at the cross laughing and mocking and scorning him, if he can find one or two to commit. Hallelujah. The Lord's looking for people that will commit. He's looking for people that say, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to keep doing this. Hallelujah. Whatever it costs, I'm going to live for you. Would you lift your voice in this house right now? Would you tell him, God, I need you. I don't have the money to go buy you birthday present. I can't give you nothing unless you give it to me. Will you give me a desire to commit to you? Would somebody ask him that? Lord, give me a desire. I can't work it up myself. I can't make myself do it. I can't just think it and it happen. Lord Jesus, give me a desire to commit to you. Lord, give me such a hunger to commit to you. He wants commitment. Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, if he don't commit, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. I want the Lord to have pleasure and be pleased with us. Hallelujah. I can hear little John in Elm Grove, Alabama saying, I wouldn't drive those nails in his hands, 4 or 5 years old. And here I am, 23 years old. I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to hurt you, Lord. I don't want to mess with you. I don't want to hurt you. I want my life to please you. Hallelujah. John 6:66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said he unto the 12, will you also go away? Are you going to go away? Are you going to go away? Then said he to the 12, will you also go away? The Lord wants you to sacrifice to be around him. He wants you to be a sacrifice. What is it that the mailman says? Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these counters from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. But if it don't rain tomorrow, we'll deliver your mail. The Lord. The Lord wants us to sacrifice. I think that might have been some of the reason of the move back in the 40s and 50s. Brother Hall said the Lord told him to go to Colorado. He said his ministry was blooming. He said, go to Colorado and start a church. And he said, name the tame town audible to him. Said he got to that town. Said there'd been a church there, and he'd heard that the preacher had left. Church had folded. And said, not a huge town. Said he went and tried to find the building. Said the only building he could find that they'd rent to him was a no-shutdown saloon. And said he and Sister Hall just had just a few dollars. And he said, we took the money we had, and she hand-sewed little curtains and made the curtains. And he said, we scrubbed walls, and we bought a little paint. We cleaned it, we scrubbed it, we washed it, we mopped it, cleaned it up. And he said, we couldn't afford seats. And they went to the sawmill and bought boards, just old sawmill boards, and made benches without backs on them, just slant benches. And he said, I prayed and prayed and prayed. God wants you to sacrifice, friend. He said, left meetings and places that was open for me to preach. He said, I got out there and I opened the church and said, I prayed. And I said, I prayed about all night long. He said, God, give me a word. How shall you escape if you neglect so great a salvation? He said, I felt so much conviction. He said, I told, Sister Hall said, man, he said, God just liable to save a bunch of people tonight. He said, church starting, there wasn't a bunch of people there. There wasn't nobody there, me and Sister Hall. He said, we always believed in giving. He said, all they had was a nickel. And she put a nickel in the offering. He said, that's all we had. He said, if you're going to have church. He said, she beat the drums and sang, worshiped. And he said, I got up and he said, I preached like I was preaching to 10,000 people, son. He said, nobody was there. And he said, the next night, Lord, give me the same word to preach again. So I preached again, said, Lord, they'll be back tonight. He said, same thing, had the same type of service. She sang in worship. I cried and I shouted, put a nickel on the offer, and I preached my heart out. He said, next night I went back again, sacrificing. Said, church started. She started singing, nobody there. And he said, all of a sudden, the back door opens. He said, when you preach to your wife for a few nights, you'll count them. He said, 37 people walked in. He said, I'm sitting there and I'm looking. I'm so excited. And he said, I've got my sermon still preaching. The young man sat on the front. He said, babe, what's going on? You want to testify? He said, yes, sir, I'd like to testify. He said, I used to be a pastor. This was a small part of my congregation. I got discouraged. I quit on God. I become a drunk. I've been drunk for months. He said, in fact, the first night you preached right across the street in that old boxcar, I've lost my home, family, and everything. I was laying out there dog drunk. He said, you start preaching. He said, I start crying. He said, I wanted to pray, but I couldn't pray. And he said, the devil's had me. He said, I just couldn't pray. And he said, you dismissed. And I said, well, I missed my change. It's over. He said, you came back a second night, and he said, you preached your heart out the same message. You thought you prayed by yourself, but you didn't preach it. He said, I not only prayed then, I prayed all night long. He said, I've repented. I've got right with God. He said, I've been knocking on doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God likes it when we sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That little old preacher was restored, and that church was restored. And I reckon he left this world preaching the glorious gospel 40 years later, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back in those days, I believe the reason God moved, they didn't have air conditioning. They didn't have carpet. They didn't have fans. They didn't have microphones. They'd sit on the wooden boards. They'd walk to church. They'd ride a wagon to church. Little old Bertie Green would carry 12, 15 people in a little old tiny car, a little old Maverick or something to church. People were so glad to come to the house of God. And God said, if you're going to sacrifice, he said, I'm just going to show up blessed. I'm just going to show up move. I'm just going to save and heal and deliver. And I stood on the island of Jamaica. And that night, there had been a wreck and it knocked the power pole out. And for 2 hours, it was totally dark. Totally dark for 2 hours. A few hundred people stood squalling, worshiping the Lord. One car in the parking lot. two or three bicycles, and the rest of them had walked from 5 to 7 miles. Have to get up. Hallelujah. Have to get up. Get ready and go to church. They'd walk that far. And they stood there for 2 hours worshiping, praising the Lord. And I stood there and I thought, Lord, they're not praising you for cars and houses. They're not praising you. They're not praising you for might get me that other microphone. They're not praising you for houses and lands. They're not praising you. They're not praising you. They're not praising you for check back there, Mike. They're not praising you for all those things. God, why are they praising you? Because they love me. Just 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 because they love me. They're just praising me because they love me. They're just praising. Hallelujah. 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 How could we give him a praise in this house? Could we give him a praise in this house? Would you give him a praise? Hey, 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 hey. Hallelujah. You find sacrifice, God will show up. Would you? They said, folk here tonight, it was a sacrifice. You fought hell to come on. Fought discouragement to come on. God's going to show up if we'll praise him. The glory will show up. The prayers go ahead. Hallelujah. 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 God likes sacrifice. God likes it when you have to make decisions. Well, I could go and do this, I'd like to, but I'd rather seek God. I'd rather go to church. I'd rather put God first. Hallelujah. Worship him just a minute. God likes sacrifice. God, hallelujah, hallelujah. God likes sacrifice. God likes sacrifice. God honors sacrifice. He's not looking for a burnt lamb. He's not looking for a dove or a goat. He's looking for somebody that'll make their life a living sacrifice. God's looking for somebody that say, God, I'm yours. I surrender all. I submit to you. I love you. I want my life to please you. I want my living to glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. But Brother Anthony, it used to be easy and it's got so hard. Show him you love him. Show him you're not going to quit. Show him you're going on. Show him what you're made out of. Show the devil what you're made out of. Show the devil you're not going to throw in the towel. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, I wish. Hallelujah. 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 Charles, it's at these times I wish I had a little rhythm in me. I'd cut a rug. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody under pressure, show the devil I'm not going to quit. Somebody get no answers lately, show the devil I'm going to sacrifice. Hey, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, God, Jesus likes it when you sacrifice to put him first. He likes it. He likes it when you sacrifice to please him. He likes it when you tell your flesh, no, he's more important. Hallelujah. 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 Jerry said it so good 2 weeks ago. Ain't nothing wrong with the boat, but boat you can't have me on Sunday. Ain't nothing wrong with going fishing, but I'm not going fishing Sunday morning at 11. I don't go, hallelujah. Not saying it wouldn't feel good catching a little old trout, but I love the Lord. I need to be in the house of God. I need to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I need to seek him. I need to please him. I need to lay up some treasures. He likes sacrifice. He likes sacrifice.
like sacrifice. Lord, like sacrifice. Your sacrifice is telling him I love you more than anything. You're more important to me than anything. Hallelujah. 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 Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy. I think I'm understanding something now. Is that the reason sometimes he don't show up like we think he should at the beginning of worship? Does he want us to push on through? I'm going to show you I love you. I'm going to show you you're important to me. I'm going to show you I thank you. I'm going to bless you. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to. Hey, the Bible says offer up a sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice of praise. We may have found a little nugget right now. I don't feel nothing today. I'm going to give him a sacrifice of praise. I don't feel chill, but I'm going to give him a sacrifice of praise. I don't feel him. I don't feel him flooding this out. I'm going to give him a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. Righteous. You're pure. You're altogether lovely. You're the Almighty. You're the first and the last. You're the beginning and the end. You're he that, hallelujah. You're my Savior, my deliverer, my healer. You're my friend. You're the lover of my soul. My soul blesses you. My soul magnifies you. My soul gives glory to you. I honor you, Lord. Somebody help me praise him. I know you're tired. Could you give him a sacrifice of praise? I know you're discouraged, but could you give him a sacrifice of praise? I know the battle's raging. I know the enemy's turned up the heat, but could somebody give him a sacrifice of praise? Could somebody? Hallelujah, 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 thou that inhabits heaven and earth, hallelujah, oh Jesus, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lisa, I want to preach a little more, but would you come back to the music? Hallelujah. 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 If the worship team wants to come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone in the building, would you slip out of your seat? Come and stand in these altars and just stand and lift your head. And sometime we ought to give him a sacrifice. I know I'm crying. I know the battle's raging. I know we've got problems. I know there's needs. I know, I know. I know there's miracles we're reaching for. But with somebody in the house that's battling, somebody's carrying a heavy load, somebody whose load's heavy, would you give him a sacrifice of praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't feel like it, Brother Wynn. Would you give him a sacrifice? I can't afford it, Brother Wynn. Would you give him a sacrifice? But I'm broken. Would you give him a sacrifice? But I'm so down. Would you give him a sacrifice?